Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Off we go. It is the Rob Brown Show. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. 844-326-3663 is the number to be a part of the radio broadcast as we, ladies and gentlemen, hit peak off-season radio. The NBA has come to its conclusion. College baseball has come to its conclusion. We have to carry us for the next 9 Saturdays until college football fires up. We have effectively, and I think, what, eight weeks until, or 7 weeks until the NFL starts back up? We just got a couple of weeks till camp gets here, basically.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the football season not that far away. I think people count football, the average fan counts it when they start seeing players on the field. For us, it starts in 2 weeks when you are at SEC Media Days.
That is correct. If you have missed it, worry not. I shall fill you in on the deets in, it's actually 3 weeks from now. I will be in Atlanta, Georgia on July 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th, covering Southeastern Conference Media Days. They will be taking place at the College Football Hall of Fame.
You ever been there before?
I have not.
The Hall of Fame?
I have not.
So you're going to take time to go check? I mean, you got to check that out while you're there, right?
I think that I am probably going to go over on, scratch that, I am going to go over on Sunday. Going to get checked in Sunday. Sunday is going to be, make sure I've got my bearings, got my wits about me. Make sure I know kind of where I am.
Would you send me like pictures of the entire wing that's just Ohio State? Because I'm sure they have an entire wing.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Yeah, I mean, sure, you know, it's, it may have branches. It's
not just the wing, it's the whole bird, man. I am going to go over on Sunday, get myself, I believe they are going to give us access to the College Football Hall of Fame on Sunday for those of us that are going to be broadcasting early Monday morning. So I'll get all set up, but I do not know if I'll have access to the building that day or not. What I do know is we do, for the duration of that event, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, pretty much have free reign of the College Football Hall of Fame. So I will absolutely be taking one day that will just be hours in that building. I mean, just hours in that building.
Will you read every plaque?
Every sign, okay. Every plaque, every banner. I will be looking in every corner for every little bit of trivia and tidbit I can find.
How many selfies will we get?
As many as my phone storage is capable of holding. I take that back. I'm not really a huge selfie guy unless it's like, you know, like one of my things, right? If it's something that I'm in love with, I'll take it. Otherwise, I'll just take pictures and show you guys.
I'm sure there's some things there that you're in love with. It's College Football Hall of Fame.
I'm very much looking forward to it. I do know that one of the nights, the College Football Hall of Fame at night will be closed except for people that are attending the event. Now, there's going to be a gazillion people at this event. But it's going to be closed entirely, except for those of us that are covering this event. So that night, while I'm sure everybody else will be schmoozing with each other, your boy's going to take full advantage.
Come on. Yeah, it's you and all your friends. You know all those people. So
I do know a couple of guys that are down from like my old stomping grounds that'll be up. But I don't know. Like ACC Media Days, we've been going for, what, four years now? And I pretty much, like, it's the same people every year. A couple of changes every now and then. But, you know, you're bumping everybody. You pick up where you left off. This is the first SEC Media Days that I will be attending. I'm intrigued to see how it goes. I'm intrigued to see, like, you know, the big names that are there.
When you say first, you mean ever?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Yes. This is the first SEC Media Days that I have ever covered as a broadcaster in person. I've covered the spring meetings many times because they're in Destin. And back when I was working in Destin, obviously, I was able to go. But, you know, my old station was a little mom and pop outlet, so they wouldn't send me. And the other stations that I worked at that did send somebody, I was always the low guy on the totem pole. So I was never the guy that got picked. I get picked to be, hey, we need you to go out of town to cover the, you know, PGA Senior Tour event. But shockingly, when it was SEC Media Day time, everybody in the building wanted to go. You know, it was incredible. I was at the news. Whenever the news needed somebody to go out and cover, oh, we're opening a new bypass on the interstate 42 miles out of town. Can you go cover that? Oh, hey, the Blue Angels want somebody to go fly with them. Oh, all of a sudden, everybody in the building, oh, no, I got that Sunday off. I can't work
you
any could, other
you're
Sunday.
You're too tall to do that. You wouldn't be able
no,
to
No, I wasn't.
That.
They asked me first. And then our news director shot me down to send a young lady who, let's just say, filled out the flight suit a little better than I would have. It was a little frustrating. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Point is, SEC Media Days, 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th of next month. And then we will be at ACC Media Days. Now, we are working on the schedule for ACC Media Days. We do not know if we will be live there due to some technical circumstances, et cetera. If we will be live all 3 days, if we will be live just one day, Clemson's day. Like, we don't know what that's going to be formatted like yet. I do know I will be in Atlanta and live at all 4 days of SEC Media Day. So make sure you got that on the calendar and check in live, because we are your front seat ticket for the biggest conference in college football. We're also your front row seat, front row seat. Yeah, that was right. I was right the whole time. For this.
Stop second guessing yourself.
It is the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet, the top three sports stories that you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports with your coworkers this morning. When you do, this is what you will be discussing. Now, today's kind of an interesting day because over the past few weeks, we've had the NHL Stanley Cup as a frequent news item. We've had the NBA playoffs as a frequent news item. We've had a bunch of different stories of sports that have been active. Now we are in, for just a few weeks, to the season that I call hashtag peak off season. And I kind of want to know how you guys want this thing formatted for the next few weeks. Because again, once we get to camps starting up for the college and NFL football worlds, football's always going to go to the front of the line. Once we get closer to Major League Baseball's playoffs and teams are jockeying for playoff positions, scores become a lot more important. Well, not they're just as important today, but y'all care about them more because you don't understand that a game one in April is the same value as a game one in September.
Hey, can we do 3 weeks of esports?
No, we cannot, but thank you for asking.
All right. I was just giving an example that someone could suggest.
So I want to know what it is that y'all think is a water cooler cheat sheet item moving forward. Now, I'm going to do it today based on what I think they are, and then I'd like your reaction. Do you think that I have successfully selected the three most important sports stories of the day, or am I flavoring it too much for me? Because I run the show, and I have to set this up every day.
Yeah, there's your name right over there.
It is. It's on the TV.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. So, Is this an acceptable water cooler cheat sheet? That's going to be my question. We'll find out. Item number one. They dropped a 2-0 lead over Palmeiras yesterday, but they did get the 2-2 draw against Palmeiras yesterday. Inter Miami is the only MLS side in the FIFA World Club.
You're starting with soccer and not the Braves?
It is. Yes. Yes. And I'll tell you why, because we're going to get to the Braves here in just a couple of minutes from now. I am opening with soccer. I am opening with the FIFA Club World Cup. It is the biggest soccer event happening on the planet right now. The best clubs from around the world are all here on American soil competing for a tournament championship that y'all y'all don't care about at all. But I do, and a lot of people do. Anyway, Inter Miami, the only MLS side to make it out of the group play of the FIFA Club World Cup. Now, we're going to talk about the fact that they had a 2-goal lead. They gave up 2 very late in this contest. It was a disappointing draw for a team that with a win could have outright won the group. Instead, they check in second. Their reward for checking in second, the first round they will play in the knockout phase. They take on Paris Saint-Germain, maybe the best club on the face of the planet, maybe the best soccer team, domestic league soccer team on planet Earth. They're going to get wrecked, even with the guys that they have playing, even with Leo Messi, even with Suarez. Like, this team is going to get absolutely wrecked by Paris Saint-Germain. But they made it out. This story, however, is not about Inter Miami. It is not about the one MLS club that made it out of group play. This story is about the fact that only one MLS club made it out of group play. This story is about the fact that this is the league that Team USA Soccer is trying to convince us is going to provide depth for the international squad. Now, I would honestly love for that to be the case. I would love for MLS to become an internationally respected league. I would love for MLS to become a league that is mentioned along with Serie A and Bundesliga and the Premier League and La Liga, etc., etc. But we're nowhere near it. And there's a lot of reasons that we're nowhere near it. I've told you many times. The first is that we don't treat soccer the way the rest of the world treats soccer. We only treat soccer at its highest level as a for-profit endeavor. Yes, other clubs internationally, high-level clubs, are treated as for-profit. But the game is not. The game is not. We treat the game as a for-profit endeavor. That includes all the way down to growing domestic talent. Other clubs, Chelsea, Man United, Barcelona, AC Milan, et cetera, like world-class clubs, they set up, effectively, soccer universities. They set up youth clubs that when they spot, domestically, a young player who's got it, they go get that guy and they provide them with everything that guy needs to become the best soccer player that that guy can be. And they grow them to be great soccer. We don't do that. In fact, quite the opposite. We are watching MLS academies be shut down because they don't make money. So when U.S. Soccer has been arguing for years that MLS and the players from that organization are going to be the source of depth for U.S. Soccer, one club made it into the Club World Cup knockout round, and that club made it through because they have the greatest soccer player in history, Leo Messi. And they have, while he is not the guy he used to be, a still tremendously talented Suarez on this team. If that is the case, we are just never going to compete. And I am doing my best to believe that one day we will. That one day this sport will gain the popularity it deserves. And that our best soccer players start playing soccer and aren't the backup defensive back. Because real men play football.
It's good to have a dream, Rob.
And I will continue to have that dream. But I got no reason to believe this dream after what we saw. Item number two. The Braves have beat the New York Mets for the fourth consecutive time, 3-2. Your final score yesterday, Spencer Schwellenbach gave this team another gem, his sixth win on the season, 7 innings, 4 hits allowed, 2 runs birth earned, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. Did surrender another home run to Juan Soto in the sixth inning, but it was the only time the Mets would cross the dish. On the flip side, 9 hits for the Atlanta offense, including a pair from Ronnie, including another big dong, his 9th big dong of the season. Matty Ice Ice Baby went 2-for-5 with a K. RBIs from Acuna off the dong, Sean Murphy, and Michael Harris the second. Everybody else scored all 3 of those were the 3 runs that the Atlanta Braves scored last night. Atlanta improves to 36-41. They are now 10.5 games back of the division-leading Philadelphia Phillies. They are now just 9 games back of a team they have beat 4 times in a row. No, I'm not falling for it again. Okay? And we're going to talk about this coming up here in just a few minutes from now. But if the Braves beat a divisional rival, we talk about it. Item number 3. And this is where it starts to get interesting. What is item number 3? Well, to me, item number 3 is a conglomeration of baseball stories because it's now baseball season. That we got baseball, golf, and NASCAR. NASCAR ran on Sunday. The winner was an item of this yesterday. We have pretty much nothing going on in NASCAR, with the exception of the discussion about the fact that NASCAR might benefit from moving to a streaming-only service. We'll talk about that here in just a minute. But baseball stories, of which there are a few. There is the fact that Corbin Carroll is headed to the injured list, one of the best young players in the game and one of the few reasons that the Arizona Diamondbacks are in any sort of contention for the National League. Corbin Carroll last year won the NL Rookie of the Year. Last year, Corbin Carroll was a National League All-Star. Corbin Carroll took a pitch off the left wrist on Friday, tried to get through it. Turns out an X-ray did not disclose initially that he has a fracture in his left wrist. He is going to the 10-day DL, though it is expected that it will take him longer than that to get back. That is also interesting because during Monday night's game, third baseman Eugenio Suarez and first baseman Josh Naylor both left the contest early. Suarez hit on the right hand by a pitch in the first inning. Naylor left in the fourth with right shoulder discomfort. Both players listed as day to day. So at a point in time where the Arizona Diamondbacks out of the NL West were fighting to stay relevant, 7.5 games back of the Dodgers, 4 games back of the Giants for the first wild card spot out of that division, they have now lost both corners of their infield and the only outfielder that is hitting the ball exceptionally well. Aside from that story, the not Oakland Athletics broke ground on their new stadium in Las Vegas yesterday. And what I thought was a hilarious twist, they broke ground on their new stadium yesterday in front of a crowd of about 13 people. Now, this is supposed to be a big deal. This is supposed to be an event that a lot of people turn out to. When I say this, it is not smoochy smoochy. It is not to kiss butt. It is not to blow smoke. I say this because it's true. A couple of months ago, the Greenville Triumph broke ground on their new stadium out there in Malden at the Bridgeway Center. There were more people at that groundbreaking than there were at groundbreaking for the Oakland Athletics new stadium. For the not Oakland Athletics new stadium in Las Vegas yesterday. It warms the cockles of my icy cold heart to see John Fisher's squad after he effectively flipped all of Oakland off, a phenomenal baseball town, one of the most loyal fan bases in MLB, in order to move that team to Vegas, and I guarantee you, sell it within the next couple of years to make a few billion profit, because in the real world, the bad guys win a lot. It warmed my heart to see that nobody cares. He's still going to make billions of dollars. But, like, the only thing that can make me happy about a James Bond-level villain of a billionaire getting his comeuppance is I know that those cats have egos. All of them. You don't get to have $1 billion without A, having an ego, and B, not caring about anybody but yourself. So when I see their feelings get hurt, it makes me feel good on the inside. Take that, John Fisher, you multi-billionaire piece of crap who's never going to have to worry about anything for the rest of your life. Pretty excited about it. Pretty excited about it. Hey, let's take a break. When we come back here in just a minute from now, let's talk about why. No. Even with four wins over the way in a win. Four wins in a row over the Braves. I'm not excited. I'm right back. I wore all Braves gear on Friday, and I'm right back to bleep this team. And I'll tell you why when we come back. Rob Alonso and you, the Rob Brown Show, the Fan Upstate.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College football summer is no time to slouch, because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series, as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Atlanta Braves beat the New York Mets. What is happening? No, I know what's happening to me. The rage inside me this morning is white hot. I'm not even a mad person, but I'm just mad today. The Atlanta Braves defeat for the fourth consecutive time their NL East rivals, the New York Metropolitans, by a score last night of 3-2. They swept the Mets last week at home. They are off to a phenomenal start with a 3-2 win on the road in the Big Apple last night. This one is a four-game series at New York. New York currently second in the NL East with a record of 46-33. They are a game and a half behind the divisional leading Philadelphia Phillies. Atlanta is 10.5 games back of Philly and even 9 games back of the Mets. Now, there's a couple of things going on here that I think we have to talk about to talk about the Atlanta Braves. The first is, as mentioned, you've won 4 consecutive over the New York Mets. Here's the reason that I'm not excited about it. There is, in years gone by, very little that I get as excited about for Atlanta as beating the two teams that currently sit 1-2 on the top of this division, the Mets and the Phillies. With all due respect to our guy James, P1 and daily viewer of our live stream, available at facebook.com/thefanupstate, the Fan Upstate on YouTube, the Fan Upstate on Twitter, and the Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitch, our resident Philly sports fan. I cannot stand the Philadelphia Phillies, predominantly their fans. The same is true about the New York Metropolitans. I take great joy in Atlanta defeating those two teams. And in other years, I would take great joy, especially in the Atlanta Braves defeating those two NL East divisional rivals, when my team stinks and their team are true contenders. But I don't care right now. I don't care. I don't care for a handful of reasons. Number one, I don't care because let me give you the results of the Mets' schedule leading up to last night. 7-5 loss to the Rays, 8-4 loss to the Rays, 9-0 loss to the Rays, 5-4 loss to the Braves, 5-0 loss to the Braves, 7-1 loss to the Braves, 10-2 loss to the Phillies, 11-4 win against the Phillies, 7-1 loss to the Phillies, 3-2 loss to the Braves. The Mets right now are on a world-class Metsing. The Mets right now are in the middle of, I think, perhaps, outside of Atlanta's start to the season, perhaps the most pathetic run of baseball that any Major League Baseball team that is worth talking about has been on. That doesn't include, obviously, the Colorado Rockies, who are 18-60. But I will also point out that the Colorado Rockies, the worst team in baseball, and a team that might contend for the worst team in baseball history, they're 5-5 in their last 10. They're playing better baseball than the Mets are right now. That's just a thing that is true. So I'm not hyped up because you are, yes, beating a divisional rival in divisional games, but you're beating a Mets team that right now is in the middle of, I'm not going to call it an implosion, but it kind of is, because the Mets are currently beating themselves as much as the Braves are beating them. That's why they got swept by the Rays of all teams before they got swept by the Atlanta Braves. And that is why they dropped 2 out of 3 against the Phillies, and they lost that. They lost that series 2-1. The run differential in that series was like 10, even though they scored 11 in one of those games. They're not a good baseball team. Right now, they are a good baseball team. They're just not one right now. Reason number two is because this Atlanta team is wildly inconsistent. It's what they've done all year. They give you these moments where last Thursday night, as they were playing the Mets in game 3 of a 3-game homestand against their divisional rival, I was texting a dear friend of mine, also a Braves guy. We are each other's therapist when it comes to baseball. I texted him and I said, hey man, I hate the Mets so much that even though I have been down and out on the Bravos, because the Bravos are down and out, if we sweep this series tonight, I will wear all Atlanta Braves gear on the show tomorrow. And he said, bet. And I did. Paid that off. Showed up in the hat, in the t-shirt last week. Do you know what happened after they beat the Mets, after they swept the Mets in a three-game series. They went down to Miami. They went to take on a Marlins team that is 31-45. They went to take on a Marlins team that has, right now, literally only one team with fewer wins than them in the National League. That's the Colorado Rockies. And only two teams in all of baseball with a worse record than them. That is the Colorado Rockies and the Chicago White Sox. An absolute embarrassment of a pair of franchises. And do you know what they did coming off the sweep of the New York Metropolitans? They went to Miami and they lost two out of three games. And to keep it a buck, they lost two out of the three. The one they won 7-0 was against Miami's like sixth pitcher in a five-man rotation. You played a minor leaguer who got caught up into that spot. What do you want me to latch onto here? What am I supposed to be excited about? You are five games below 500. You swept the Mets at a point in time where the Mets are playing, and I mean this, the worst baseball in Major League. They are right now, I'm not anywhere close to overall, but over the past 2 weeks, the Mets have embarrassed themselves. And when you got the opportunity, because I did say last Friday, after sweeping the Mets, this is a spectacular opportunity from Atlanta. It's a spectacular opportunity for this team to take the momo that they built up from this three-game sweep and to find some level of consistency, to get into that locker room after the three-game sweep was completed last Thursday night, to go into the locker room, to slap each other in the head and go, that's what we can do. That's how good we can be. Even if the Mets are playing bad ball, you know, we took advantage of it. Because in the series right before that, the Braves won the first two games against the worst team in Major League Baseball and maybe the worst team in Major League Baseball history, the 2025 Colorado Rockies. They won the first two games. They went into Sunday, Father's Day, against the Rockies in Game 3. Fantastic opportunity to make up ground. And remember, when I've talked to you guys the last few weeks about this team, and y'all have said, oh, you know, Rob, we can still come back. We can still make a wild card run. We could still backdoor our way into the playoffs and get hot at the right time. I said, you're absolutely right. But do you know what it will require? It will require you to take advantage of the fact that you have the arguably easiest remaining schedule in this division. It will require you, when you have teams like the Colorado Rockies lined up across from you, those games are must-win games, not should-win games, not win-on-paper games. Those are games that you must put up more runs than the other team, because if you are not getting the gimmies, you're not going to win enough against the Phillies and the Mets to erase a 10-game deficit.
All right, so I have a question about baseball in general, because I haven't paid attention to losses before, and I'm looking at overall standings. Are there no great teams in baseball? It looks like even the best ones are barely over mediocre. I mean, when every team has at least 30 losses and you're just about halfway through the season, are there no great teams in baseball?
No, quite the
because
opposite.
If there are no great teams, and if this is truly parity, then why can't the Braves win the whole thing?
Because they're not good.
Okay.
And
so,
the league.
So that team that, so the Mets are 46-33. They lost 33 games.
Yes, and they've
that
won
is a lot.
46.
Wow. So 13 games. I don't get this about baseball. So you can have this many losses and it's okay. Where are the great teams? In the past, has there been a team that's won 30, 40 more games than they lost?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, because right now, it's not looking like that's going to happen.
There will be, at the end of this year, I suspect, 2 to 3 teams that are 25 to 30-ish games above 500. This year, you have a couple of things. Number one, the LA Dodgers, that's a great baseball team. The Dodgers have more talent on their injury list just in the pitching bullpen than most teams have.
And they've lost 31 games.
Because
how is that good?
Because they have 3 Cy Young winners that can't pitch because they're hurt right now.
And they've lost 31 games.
Because they have 3 Cy Young winners on the bench can't pitch.
They're 18-17 away from home.
Because they have 3 Cy Young winners on the bench.
You're never going to sell me on, he's a bench, by the way.
Hey, question.
You're never going to sell me
Lonzo,
on baseball.
Hey, Lonzo, quick question. If Patrick Mahomes can't play for the Chiefs, what's the record going to be? Probably not a 14-win team, right? Right, because your best player's not playing means you can't be as good.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Andy Reid's a pretty good coach.
Okay.
They were winning before Mahomes took over. Mm-hmm. He just took them to that next level.
Mm-hmm. Right, he did.
Alex Smith was winning.
At that next level without him? No.
I don't know. No. Neither do you.
There's a lot of very good teams. The Cubs, better than anybody thought. The Phillies, the Mets, both good teams. The Dodgers, Giants, Padres, all very good teams. The Astros, good team. The Mariners, putting it together. The Tigers, best team in baseball. The Guardians, good team. The Yankees, good team.
So the Braves are a couple wins away from being a good team.
The Red Sox.
That's what you're saying.
No, yeah, they're not.
Absolutely. If you compare it to everybody else's loss record, yeah, they are.
Oh, you mean all those teams that are 16 games over 500 and the Braves are 5 off of it? Lonzo, that is 21 games of difference. That's so many games.
And like what, 90 games left?
Yes, because as we all know, when plenty you perform,
of time, plenty of time to fix that.
I cannot wait.
I have never rooted for a baseball team as much as I am for the Braves now, just to watch you have to apologize to everybody. Mm-hmm.
So when we get to the end of the year, you're going to say, Rob, I'm sorry I frustrated you so many times. Turns out you know ball and you were right the whole time.
I will say, Rob, I'm sorry your team sucks.
Correct. And I'll say, you mean the thing I said all year and you kept being a butt because you know I was right and you didn't want to say it?
You're right. Me being positive is being a butt. Okay.
It is when you ignore reality. Nothing in the world freaking ticks me off as much as people who pretend reality isn't real. You are entitled to your own opinions, not your own facts.
That's my third rotation of the bed. Can we please go to break so we don't get in trouble?
Dewey said, you have a bad attitude. Yeah, I do.
Especially today.
The Rob Brown Show, the Fan Upstate.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/officialrules.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate, Rob Lonzo and you. The National Basketball Association just wrapped up what was a pretty freaking spectacular postseason. However, unfortunately, there were a couple of things that detracted from that postseason. One of the things which detracted from that postseason was the injuries. One of the things was the injury to Tyrese Halliburton. One of the things that distracted from the NBA postseason was the injury to Jason Tatum. One of the things that distracted from the NBA's postseason was the injury to Damian Lillard. Some of the biggest stars in the game, some of the most impactful players in some of the most important series in the NBA's postseason went down. All three of those cats going down to Achilles tendon injuries, snapped Achilles tendon injuries. And more importantly, I think, than the fact that all three of those guys went down is the fact that likely all three of them will miss the majority of, if not the entirety of, the 2025-26 NBA regular season, which means that the Boston Celtics will not be the powerhouse attention-grabbing club next year that they were this year. Now, granted, they were this year the reigning defending. What it means is that the Milwaukee Bucks, who were kind of the, oh, would you look at that, until this year, the, oh, would you look at that, maybe small market teams can get it done club, probably isn't going to be. And oh, by the way, no guarantee Giannis Antetokounmpo is on that team next year. There are growing signs that Giannis will move out of Milwaukee, in which case any capability of this team to maintain competitiveness is leaving with him. Dame's a good player, but this team will not be able to be a finals contender without both of those guys. Dame Lillard by himself is not keeping the Bucks in the mix. And Dame Lillard probably missing, again, a good chunk, if not the entirety of next season with that Achilles tear, is going to entirely remove the Milwaukee Bucks from postseason contention. Remember, this year with both of those guys, they had to fight their way in, and then Dame got hurt, and they got bounced relatively quickly by the Indiana Pacers, who did go on to the NBA Finals, but the point stands. So the question mark that is flying around right now, a very popular discussion that is taking place right now inside of the NBA fandom is this the time that the NBA should shorten the season? And I have two different arguments. I have two different thought processes here. The first is one that we as fans don't love to hear. It doesn't matter. It doesn't. You could put everything on the table right now. You could put a mountain of evidence on the table right now that proves it would be beneficial to the league to shorten the season. This conversation is almost not worth having because they're not going to. And why aren't they going to, America? Say it with me, everybody. Money. They get paid too much. There is too much in terms of sponsorship deals. There is too much in terms of television revenue. There is too much in terms of league partnership for this organization to genuinely consider shortening the season, even if we could empirically prove that doing so would be better for the NBA. The only thing that they're going to do is what is best for the NBA. And as it is not a charity, that is, how do we get the most money? And if ESPN is forking over billions of dollars to have an 82-game season, they're having an 82-game season.
Unless you can design a new human being, there are going to be injuries in every single sport. There's no way to eliminate
all of this. I'm not going to disagree. I'm not going to disagree. That is part of sports, for sure. But I would also make the argument, specifically when we are talking about strains, when we are talking about Achilles ruptures, tears, etc. These are, and I have done some amount of research on this. I'm not an expert. I'm not a physiologist. I'm not an anatomist. I'm not a biologist. I'm not an orthopedic surgeon. I am a guy who has the internet and doesn't mind reading stuff. These injuries are wear and tear injuries. A dislocated finger, that's a physical injury. A torn ACL, that is a physical injury. These are injuries that happen because the body landed the wrong way or was contacted the wrong way and at the wrong time. An Achilles tear is a wear and tear injury. A calf strain is a wear and tear injury. And here's what I'm going to tell you. For those of you that have complained over the past couple of years about the concept of load management and that load management is bad for the NBA, prepare yourself, my dudes, because after the Bucks lost Dame Lillard, the Celtics lost Jason Tatum, and the Pacers lost Tyrese Halliburton, I think you're about to see load management go through the roof.
Is there something in the players' union where the player has final say on whether they play or not?
No, but there are load management rules that the NBA has some light ones put into place and others that they have discussed.
All right, so I'm just talking about injury-wise. So in the case of Halliburton with his calf strain, could the coaching staff have said, sorry, or the trainers say, sorry, you can't play?
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, during the regular season, and I think I said this on the show yesterday, I don't remember. If that was a Tuesday night game in February, 100% Tyrese Halliburton sitting out for 2 weeks. 100% he is sitting out.
But shouldn't the doctors have the final say of, hey, I don't care if you want to play, you can't?
They do. But a calf sprain, especially when the night before Game 7, the dude goes out there. We had a cat on Bet for the Cycle on Saturday to break this all down from Indianapolis, who covers the team. And he said that Tyrese did not just on Saturday attend the team walkthrough. He practiced. He went out there. He ran up and down the court. He took shots. He got down and slapped the court and did his, his defensive alignment drills and all that. He gave it a full practice. And he gave it a full practice because, hey, it's Game 7 of the NBA Finals. I'm playing, right? I'm risking the injury. In fact, Tyrese put out a statement on social media yesterday saying that even knowing what he knows, if we got 88 in the DeLorean and went back to Sunday, even knowing what he knows now and having happened what happened as a part of his memory, if he could go back to Sunday, he would do it again. And I don't blame him. It's Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Again, it's not a March game in TNT. This is a game where at the end of it, somebody is getting a Larry O'Brien. So, yeah, he's going to play. And I don't think that there are too many NBA players. You can make the argument. I heard I saw a clip yesterday from Gilbert Arenas' podcast, which has gained traction as one of the more popular basketball podcasts right now. And he had a lady on who was asking him, and I don't know how they got to this because I just saw the clip on social media, but she said, Gil, at the end of your career, you were making $172 million on your contract. You could have gone to and played for a team like the Pacers for $150 million. $120 million. She said, Gilbert Arenas, would you have traded the $50 million that you got paid to play on a bad team? Would you have traded that to play for a championship team if I guaranteed you you would have become an NBA champion? And Gilbert Arenas said, no, that's $51 million, right? Like $51 million. I would not have traded a ring for 50, or I wouldn't have traded $51 million for a ring. I think that there are a lot of basketball players. I think there's a lot of athletes in general for Hoopst. Playing an organized professional team activity is a job. How many of y'all don't do your job because you love your job? You do your job because the job pays your bills. Probably a healthy portion, if not most of you. Some of us are very fortunate to actually be able to live the old, if you do something you love, you'll never work a day in your life gig. And let's keep it a buck. I love my job. Most of my hours are work I do not want to be doing. My job is not sit in front of a microphone and talk for 4 hours. That's just the fun part of it. There's a lot of it I don't want to do, but I have to do it. So there are a lot of competitors, however, that 100%, no matter how banged up they are, if there's a chance to play in an NBA Finals Game 7, they're playing. Tyrese is one of them. But I also think that Tyrese, when he comes back from this injury, which, by the way, yesterday we got the Shams Wow, that Tyrese is going to miss all of next season. He will not be able to go for the Pacers next year, which means the Pacers are not going back to the NBA Finals next year, which means, as much as I despise it as a small market team, all the momentum that they built up this year, unless they can land, and they can't because they don't have the money, unless they can land a Giannis Antetokounmpo to replace Tyrese, they're done. They're done. They're going to have to rebuild this entire thing in the 2026-27 season. When Tyrese comes back, I expect dramatic load management from him. I expect it from Dame Lillard. I expect it from Jason Tatum, et cetera, et cetera. We could solve the load management problem in the NBA if you consider it a problem. I honestly don't. I get why it's considered a problem. I don't agree that it is. But I'll make it really easy on you. Either shorten the season from 82 games down to 60. 60 is plenty of time for the teams to jockey for position and figure out who's going into what playoff spot, where, and who's playing whomst when. Or option number two, get rid of the back-to-backs. Get rid of the travel day followed by an immediate game. Get rid of all of the stresses on a basketball player because of competitive repetitiveness. And let's go back to having a longer spaced out season with a couple fewer games per night, but more opportunity for dudes to get right. Because if you have another offseason like this one that's really good and all these injuries derail that and take away from that, basketball can't get better. All that being said, it won't matter because they get paid too much money. Sorry, that's what it is. Back after Lonzo, I'm going to say arouses you with this sports flash.
He's trying to recover from the fact that he technically called me Alonzo. The Atlanta Braves knocked off the New York Mets for the fourth consecutive time with a 3-2 victory last night. Spencer Schwellenbach went 7 innings with just 4 hits, 2 runs, and 4 strikeouts. The Atlanta offense recorded 9 hits, including Ronald Acuna Jr.'s 9th home run of the year, and RBIs from Sean Murphy and Michael Harris II. The NBA offseason trades are heating up as the Boston Celtics are sending Drew Holiday to the Trailblazers for Anthony Simmons and 2 second-round picks. The deal drops Boston's luxury tax by $40 million as Simmons' contract is expiring and Holiday is owed $72 million over the next 2 years. That's a lot of money. I don't know if you knew that. Arizona Diamondbacks star Corbin Carroll will miss time with a fractured left wrist. Carroll was hit by a pitch in last Wednesday's loss to the Blue Jays. Carroll was last year's Rookie of the Year and an NL All-Star. Hour number 3 of Rob Brown Show coming up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.